Hello there and welcome to Andy's 3D Thoughts. It's Tuesday the 26th of August and usually I say as ever there are three ideas. There aren't. There are five today because we've got a special. And, well, what have Mark Zuckerberg, Bill Gates, David Beckham and me got in common? No, it's not what you think. We and millions of others have actually taken part in the ALS Ice Bucket Challenge. If ever there was an illustration of the power of the internet, the incredibly connected world we're in, and the speed that things can move around, then this has got to be it. And by the way, if you don't know, ALS stands for amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, which is known as motor neuron disease here in the UK. And what I thought I'd do is share with you five ideas of just really observations from the things that I've seen, and they are just mine. Obviously happy to hear yours and see what it means for you and for your business. And observation one is to make work engage key influencers to raise awareness. Lots of celebrities from a wide range of backgrounds got involved early, and it's an impressive list that have influence in a wide range of sectors, including President George Bush, Amazon's Jeff Bezos, Ryanair's Michael O'Leary. There were actors Nicole Kidman, Benedict Cumberbatch, musicians Eminem and Britney Spears, sports people Jessica Ennis, Andy Murray, and celebrities like Victoria Beckham and Jamie Oliver. And don't forget R2-D2 and Kermit the Frog. And by engaging them, they actually influenced others. So point one, idea one, what do you do to engage your key influencers? Tip, have you actually identified who your key influencers are, both online and offline? Idea two, make it easy, accessible and spreadable. The beauty of the ALS Bucket Challenge is that it's simple and easy for anyone to participate and get involved. It also encourages people to spread the word and celebrate referrals, and that's the power of word of mouth. Are you maximising that and encouraging getting referrals? Tip here, do something that's actually worth talking about. Observation three, there are lots and lots of ways of doing the same thing. And I think one of the things that the ALS Bucket Challenge has helped do is spark and demonstrate creativity. There was a basic process to carry out the challenge. It's been wonderful to see so many different people trying so many different ways of doing it, from Patrick Stewart's understated approach to Bill Gates' more complex one. How do you encourage that creativity in developing and improving things in your business? And tip here is establish some processes and time to do this. Observation four, it can help build teamwork. I think a great example is from Richard Branson and the team at Virgin. And he actually got all his people to get involved and actually named and shamed those that didn't. And again, you'll see I've actually put various links on the website for you to look at some of these things. And the Virgin Group ones really do highlight innovation, teamwork and fun that has to be encouraged. I think it also does a great job of demonstrating the culture of their business. As ever, it's led from the top. What do you do to create that in your business? And by the way, it doesn't have to involve buckets of ice. And idea five and observation five, this stuff gets results. The bucket challenge has actually raised awareness and educated people. And I think one of the things it's also done is, for example, 28 million people have joined the conversation on Facebook. And the really crucial one, ALS Association has raised $79.7 million. They raised just $2.5 million during the same time last year. And over 1.7 million have contributed. That's what it's all about. Have a look. You'll see a link to the website that actually tells you all about these things, including a link to the 30 best videos so far. And of course, there's my Ice Bucket Challenge. Have a go and have a great week now. Bye.